Falling out of a yoga pose is human. Getting back into a yoga pose is called being a yogi. Bikram Chowdhury. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa 362. Thank you so much for joining us for real yoga with real people. Today we are focusing on balance in eagle pose. This is yoga so that you can feel better, move better, and connect with your true nature. And as I said, today we're focusing on balance. Thank you for joining us. This morning we had a great time celebrating 4 million views on our YouTube channel with you on a Facebook live stream. And next week on Friday, December the 23rd, we're going to have a live stream right here, if you watch on YouTube, right here on YouTube at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you watch on YouTube, you can join us at 9 a.m. Pacific time. If you can't make it at that time, don't worry. We'll be making sure that live stream is available for you after the fact. But it's lots of fun to be there with us live, and you'll get to see what it's like to record an episode live, and also we'll be able to interact. Tim will be interacting with you. Actually, Trinity will be home, so she can probably, Tim can focus on filming. Trinity can focus on comments, and then we'll stay, we'll do a little bit before, we'll chat with you a little bit before, and maybe probably after, we'll do the chatting after, because there'll be more of you with us by then. And we figured the thing is that will be nice is that most of you, many of you will be off because of holiday season. And so the way we're alternating classes between a balancing class and one moving at the speed of our bodies, we'll do a special holiday class that will just bring that energy down and help you to restore your energy. The time is at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Friday, Friday, December 23rd. We're going to try and do the live classes a little more often, especially when we're inside, because we have access to the bandwidth to do it at that time. I have a testimonial for you today from Emmanuel from France on SpeakPipe.
Hi, Melissa. This is Emmanuel from France. I'm a yoga teacher in France. I've been inspired by your videos for over a year, but I never sent a message before because I'm really a little shy. But I have to say, you're the greatest teacher I've found on the internet. I love the way you present everything, the way you teach, and your humility and quality of your yoga. It really helps me whenever I have time. I do one of your classes and I can still reflect on what you say the whole day long when I do a class with you. I'd love to come to Canada and take a class, if I could. I don't know if you teach classes or workshops, whatever. So thanks a lot. Hope you're doing well and you will continue to provide us with such great yoga, which is so different from all the top model complicated stuff vinyasa we see on the internet and that people can't really do. So you make a difference. Thank you so much and see you soon. Bye bye.
Thank you, Emmanuel. And for those of you that are interested in taking classes with me in person, because of my commitment to all of you online and especially to my membership community, I no longer teach in-person classes here in Canada, here in Victoria, BC. But what you can do is I do teach classes in our membership community twice every single Monday. So these are small, intimate gatherings through live video. And each Monday, I give a short teaching talk and I lead our small, intimate gathering of students through a guided relaxation. And then we have time afterwards to discuss their practice. It can be about the guided meditation, but often it's about their practice in general. I answer their questions, I give them guidance on their practice. And what we found is that the groups that are coming to these classes every Monday, their practice is developing just by leaps and bounds in such an in-depth way. So if you are wanting to study with me in person, that is the way to do it. In our membership community, those of you who are members can already do it. We do it every Monday at 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And that covers all the time zones in the world, whether in Europe, North America, or Australia. And that's just a great way to practice with me. So if you're a member, join in. And if you're not, it's a very small price to pay to have live classes with me every week. So thank you, Emmanuel, for leaving that speak pipe message for me. I always love hearing from all of you about your practices, whether it's on SpeakPipe, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. And as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community, face-to-face, on video on Mondays, and also on our forum. So I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. Today I'm wearing a dress again because it is still December, and I'm wearing a dress every day in December to help to end human slavery. I'll leave links about that below as well. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. Today you're going to need a wall. That's why I've got the mat set up perpendicular to the wall, blocks, and a yoga strap. We're going to come together now with our peace mantra before we bring our legs up the wall. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavīryam Karvavahai, Tejasvina Vaditamastu, Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we be protected together. May we work together for the good of all. May our studies be luminous and purposeful. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. Okay, so if you are a member doing the foot connective tissue class or practice before you start this class would be really beneficial for you. It'll open up the proprioception at the bottom of your feet through your ankles, knees, and hip joints. Otherwise, we can begin with legs up the wall. So for legs up the wall, you can bring your hips right against the wall. And then what you're going to do is slowly bring your legs around and bring your legs up the wall. Okay, as you lie with your legs up the wall, start to feel into your physical body. Feel your feet, your heels resting against the wall. Become aware of your ankles, your knee joints, your hip joints, your pelvis resting against the ground, your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists, in your head. And then start to feel the space in all of the joints, breathing in through the soles of your feet, down through your legs, into your hip joints, feeling the space in your ankles, your knees, your hips. And feeling the space in your wrists, in your elbows, your shoulders. Let there be space between your teeth and allow your tongue to float in your mouth. And then become aware of your ears and follow the ears into the inner ear canals. And become aware of your eyes and the space around your eye sockets, and allow your eyes to sink back heavy in your head. Let the space around your eyeballs, space around your eyebrows be soft. So today's class is about balance. And those people who struggle with balance may have a deficiency in three systems. That would be their vestibular system, their inner ear, their proprioceptive system, their sense of where they are in space, and their visual system, their ability to see where they are in space. People with good balance are able to have a good command of all three of these systems. And in today's class, we are going to be training these systems. So if you have a vestibular system issue, vertigo, nausea, or anything that's been diagnosed by a doctor, then you need to speak to your medical doctor before you do a class like this, where we're going to be stimulating your vestibular system quite a bit. You don't need to do it to the full extent that we're going to be doing it. You can work within a smaller range of motion, but you need to be following the directions of your medical doctor around this. So we're going to begin with your proprioceptive system with some eagle arms here, and getting some sense perception here, bringing your right arm up, hooking your left arm underneath, and then resting your left palm on your forehead. So your vestibular system, sorry, your proprioceptive system is the way that you sense through your skin, through your joints, through the length of muscle, in through your tendons and the muscles themselves. And so here, feel how it feels to have your palm on your forehead. Notice how it feels to have your skin touching on your forearms and your upper arms. And then also notice how it feels through your shoulder joints here, through your elbows, through your wrists, through your fingers. There's a great deal of proprioceptive information being brought in through your hands, your wrists, your elbows, your shoulders, and your skin here. And then lift that up, and we'll switch the elbow that's underneath. So this time the left arm comes up, the right arm hooks underneath, and you rest your right hand on your forehead. Sleeping eagle's arms on the other side, and just notice how different that feels. How different it feels for your skin, your right palm to touch your forehead. For your skin, the way the skin is touching on your arms, how different it feels through your shoulders, through your elbows, through your wrists, through your hands here. Totally different proprioceptive sensory information going to your brain here. Slowly release. Bring your arms straight up. Let your shoulders be heavy on the ground. Lift your legs from the wall slightly and circle your wrists and your ankles. And again, you're feeding different proprioceptive information from your wrist joints and your ankle joints into your brain. It also travels down through your elbow joints, through your shoulders, through your knee joints, through your hip joints. And then circle the other way. And then bring your legs back up against the wall. And you're going to cross your left leg over the top of your right thigh and bend your right leg slightly so that you change the proprioceptive input again. You're receiving new input from the sole of your foot on your right foot through your ankle on the top of your right thigh, but then also through your knee joint, hopefully much more through your left hip here. And here we can start to engage our vestibular system as well. So you can begin to roll your head from side to side, starting to engage your vestibular system. So as you roll your head from side to side, I'm going to tell you exactly what part of your vestibular system you're engaging here. These are the semicircular canals in your ears that detect the rotational movement. So if you have vestibular issues or you find that you get vertigo or nauseous when you do this, you don't have to move your head through the full range of motion. You could just move your head through a smaller range of motion. So I'm hearing back from some of my students, a very small portion, like one or two, that they're getting nauseous or they're getting some vertigo with this. So just don't do the full range of motion, just like you would modify a yoga pose. You can modify the movements for the vestibular system and build them gradually. So Don't do the full roll, just do a little bit. So the other thing you could do is back right off and just do eyes side to side. So you're just building it up so that you're starting to get used to all that visual input. Because we spend so much time in front of screens where our head is just in one spot, we're not used to picking up this much through our visual field. We're used to just picking up this much in our visual field. Okay, so let's switch this up. Change the proprioceptive input. Bend your left foot slightly, place it against the wall, and place your right ankle on the top of your thigh. And you'll feel something happening through your right hip. So now the proprioceptive information has changed through your left foot, your right ankle on your thigh, through your knee, through your right hip bone. The majority of the sensation is going to be on the outside of your right hip into your right thigh into your right hip. And then we can add in that vestibular system information too, that taking in that whole visual field all around you, which is what you do when you balance. So again, work within your own limitations. As I say, training your vestibular system is something that you probably haven't done since you were a very small child, when you did things like somersaults, cartwheels, when your dad would throw you over his shoulder or hold you upside down, when you did things like jumping on trampolines, when you would swing on a swing, and those kinds of things, you would take in tons of information in your visual field. You would be moving through space really quickly. You just don't do as an adult. So we've got to start to train, and that's why you lose balance as you age too, because you're not moving through space quickly with lots of changes in directions like you did when you were a small child. Those things helped you to train to balance. So it's important that we do these things again as we age. Okay, I want to do one more variation here. So this one is, we're actually going to do eagle's legs. So take your right leg straight again, and you're actually going to hook your left leg around against the wall, or maybe not. There you go. So you press into your foot and then you hook it. Or you can go back to the figure four. How's that feel? That feels pretty funky against the wall, to be honest. And then we'll do it on the other side. So bend your left leg, place it against the wall, press into your foot, hook the leg, and lower it against the wall. So tons of proprioceptive information coming in here through your skin and through your joints. And then you're going to bend your knees, roll to your side, and make your way onto all fours. Okay, we're going to come onto all fours. And in all fours, we're going to do some movements to, again, bring some information in through your joints to prepare you for eagle's pose. And we're going to start on all fours. And if you have any wrist issues, you're going to roll up your mat so that your wrists are lifted and the heels of your hands are on your mat and your fingertips are off. That'll help to lift your wrists. And actually, the surface of your mat, so this one, it has little bumpies. This can give your skin some information to your brain too. So that's all good. And what we're going to do is we're going to inhale, lean back, and exhaling, come up. So here you're getting information through your skin, in your palms and the tops of your feet. through your shins, but also you're working all the joints in your body. So your ankles, your knees, your hip joints, your shoulders, your elbows, and your, I think I mentioned them all. Now you could, if your neck doesn't bother you, you could tuck your chin down as you come down and look up as you come up. So for me, I have a neck injury that makes that really hurt me. So I'm going to look down and I'm going to look up as I do that. So look down and look up. So that's one example of where you can make the range of motion less for your vestibular system if it bothers you. So if you've had a lot of whiplash and that forward and back motion of your neck really bothers you, then don't do it. For me, that's meant less migraines. Okay, and then you're going to come up and we're going to circle on all your joints. So now you've changed the proprioceptive input again. So from going forward and back, now you're circling on all your joints, and that's completely changed the proprioceptive information coming through here. And then you're going to circle the other way. Okay, and then come back and you're going to put your mat out and you're going to put your feet out in front of you. So now we're going to work your feet joints again. You could sit with your back right against the wall if you want. And we're going to take your feet from side to side like this. And I thought we would do, so this works your proprioception again. And what I thought we would do is change it up a bit so that you were working your vestibular system and your proprioceptive system at the same time. And also make it a bit of brain yoga. So we were doing some cross patterns across the body so that your feet were going one way and your head was going the other way. So your feet go to the right, your head goes to the left. Your feet go to the left, your head goes to the right. So you could just do your eyes if this is too much visual stimulus coming in, too much rotational movement for you. Okay. All right, from here we're going to do some half cow's face pose. You may want to use your meditation cushion or a folded blanket just to sit up slightly. And you're going to cross your right leg over your left leg. And you're going to fold forward slightly over that leg. So your proprioceptive sensors provide information about the joint angle, the muscle length, the muscle tension, which gives the brain information about the position of the limb in space at any given time. Should I tell them about our lighting situation? No? Well, I kind of should have to now that I brought it up. I mean, it's a two-part story in a way. Okay, come back up. Take your right leg out. Cross your left leg over. And you're going to fold forward. So proprioceptive signals from your joints, your muscles, your tendons, and skin are essential for movement. And the loss of proprioceptive awareness may affect your balance. And so that's why we're really focusing in on it today. Oh, okay. If you're curious about the lighting, we'll tell you about it at the end. Okay, and then come back up to seated, and we're going to do both sides with cow's face now. So you're going to cross your right leg over your left leg, and if you have space underneath the right side of your buttocks, you're going to fill it with that meditation cushion or fold a blanket. And then you're going to probably need your yoga strap, and you're going to internally rotate your left arm and bring it up your back. So we're getting our shoulders and elbows into this one as well. Bring your right arm up and over, and maybe your palms will meet. And if they don't, you're going to use your strap. So you've got new sensory information coming into your palms here if you're using the strap. And then there's information coming in through the joints of your elbows, your shoulders, your feet, your ankles, your knee joints, and your hip joints here. So this is a great way to prepare for Eagle's Pose. Okay, you're going to release that from your body. And we're going to come into cow's face pose on the other side. And I'd like you to try the magic trick for coming into cow's face pose on the other side. And this is really great because it's brain yoga, and also it engages your vestibular system. So all you do is you stand up. You stand up on your feet and you turn. So you do a twirly whirly, and it brings in a lot of visual information, and then it engages your vestibular system. You know, it's okay to get a little dizzy sometimes. You end up with your left leg on top of your right leg, and if you need to fill the space underneath your buttocks, then you do so with a blanket or a block. And this time you'll internally rotate your right arm and bring it up your back. You bring your left arm up and over, and if it doesn't meet, then you'll use your strap and you'll walk your hands closer together using the strap. Okay, so then you're going to release that down, and you're going to stand up. We're going to come up to standing now. So you might want to try coming up to standing using the twirling method from the cow's face pose. Okay, from standing, we're going to continue to stimulate our visual system, our vestibular system, and our proprioceptive system. You're going to take your feet a little bit wide, and you're just going to turn to your right, lift your left heel, and then turn to your left, lift your right heel. Breathe in the center, breathe out to the side. So you can try this one of two ways. You can try this with your letting your gaze follow where you're going. You can try this with your eyes closed. And notice how that changes your balance. Okay, and then we're going to come to the center. We're going to come to Tadasana, mountain pose. And in this pose, I want you to feel the soles of your feet, feel the mat underneath your feet, feel your ankles, feel your knee joints, feel your hip joints, feel your wrists, your elbows, and your shoulders. And then what we're going to do is we're going to twirl like you maybe used to do as a little boy or a little girl. And you're going to take in that visual stimulus. So now if you get vertigo really easy, you're not going to do this. You're going to stay in mountain pose, okay? But this is part of starting to train our vestibular system again, okay? So use caution. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, then you're not going to do it, okay? So we're going to just... And then we're going to do it. We're just going to let the room stop spinning for a minute. And we're going to do it the other way. So we used to do stuff like that. And it's okay, right? You're going to live. It trains your visual system to take in more information. And it helps you to balance. So it's okay. All right, unless it's not, then you don't. All right, the next thing we're going to do is a little bit of chair pose, and we're going to play around with proprioception a little bit. So we'll start with some chair pose, just feet underneath your hip bones, and you're going to sit back with your arms straight out in front of you in chair pose. And then we're going to come up. And what we're going to do is we're going to change the proprioceptive input. So we're going to change the way this feels through our joints by using a block. So you're going to take a block. Huh, I even got Tim on this one. He had a little confused look on his face. I bet you didn't know what I was going to do this. So we're really changing our brain's going, what? What's happening now? Because one hip, one foot, one knee joint, one ankle joint is way higher than the others. So our brain is going to have to, and our body is going to have to accommodate for that. So this is good for our brain. Take your arms out in front, inhale, exhale, and sit down. Notice how it might make your balance come off a little bit, how you maybe feel a little more wobbly. And then come on up. We'll try this with the block underneath your other foot. You're going to inhale. And exhale, sit down. And then inhale and come up. Okay, let's put the block off to the side. And then let's try some eagle pose. So let's modify it first to begin. Bring your feet together and your elbows together. And you're going to inhale here. And exhale, sit down. So that's the first version of eagle's pose modified. So you can stay with that version, or you can start building with me. You can stand on your I haven't been marrying you all class, so I'm not going to start now. You can stand on your left foot, cross your right foot over, keep your toes on the ground. Bring your left arm up, palms come together. The next version would be backs of your hands together and sit down. Next step would be to lift your toes off the ground and take it to the outside of your calf. Next step would be to hook your foot. And final step would be to hook your arms. So find a version along the way that works for you. Easier for the arms is to bring them closer into the body and lower down. Harder for the arms is further away from the body and up higher. Okay, so you can let that out of your body, and we'll try this pose on the other side. So this time you can stand on your right foot, cross your left leg over, your toes can stay on the ground, bend your right leg, bring your right arm up, hook your left arm underneath, your backs of your palms can come together. Next step is to lift your left foot off the ground. The final step is to hook your foot and hook your hands. Then you can let this posture out of your body, and we're going to take your feet wide on the mat and roll your pelvis over your leg bones and come into a wide-legged standing forward fold. So this pose, and from now on through the class, we're just going to calm your nervous system down again. We've kind of flooded your nervous system through this whole class by overloading your proprioceptive system, your vestibular system, your visual system. And now we're going to just calm things down and bring them inwards again. And then you're going to slowly come up, and we're going to make our way down onto your mat, and you're going to lie on your stomach. So you're going to lie on your belly, wiggle your hips from side to side, and I just really want this to be a grounding, restorative back bend here. So you're just going to tuck your tailbone under, reach your sit bones to the backs of your knees, and walk your elbows back underneath your shoulders. And breathe into your low back. Feel the pressure in your kidneys, in your adrenals, and let this be a restorative back bend here. Let this nourish your kidneys and adrenals. Then you're going to slowly lower back down. And you're going to take your body in the shape of an X. So your arms and legs are a little bit wide. They're just going to the edge of your mat, really. You're going to inhale here, exhale, lengthen your right leg long until it reaches off the ground, and then cross it over your body. So you're coming into a front lying twist. And then come back. And we'll do the same thing on the other side. Lengthen your left leg long until it reaches off the ground and start to cross it over your body. And then slowly lower down. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Push up onto all fours. Draw your knees up underneath you. If you have any knee issues, ankle issues, you can lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest. Otherwise, you're going to sit back on your heels and rest in child's pose here. And you're gonna slowly roll up, and you're going to rest back, lie down in Shavasana on your backs, and you could put a bolster underneath your knees if you wish. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem while you rest back in Shavasana. So the poem is called, I Was Welcomed Here by Denise Levertov. I was welcomed here, clear gold of late summer, of opening autumn, the dawn eagle sunning himself on the highest tree, the mountain revealing herself unclouded, her snow-tinted apricot as she looked west, tolerant in her steadfastness of the restless sun forever rising and setting. Now I am given a taste of the gray foretold by all and sundry, a gray both heavy and chill. I've boasted I would not care. I'm London-born, and I won't. I'll dig in into my days, having come here to live, not to visit. Gray is the price of neighboring with eagles, of knowing the mountain's vast present, seen or unseen. So that poem is called I Was Welcomed Here by Denise Levertov. So bend your knees, roll to your right side, and slowly make your way up to seated for our mudra. As you're making your way up to seated, our mudra today is a mudra we've used before in our balancing series. It's called the Shunya Mudra, to improve balance. This mudra is good for ears, earaches. It decreases vertigo and tinnitus. So everything that we've been talking about today with your vestibular system. So it will help improve your balance. It's only recommended for short-term use. So if you have trouble with balance, don't decide to do this mudra every single day to improve your balance, okay? It's just one that we're going to use a little bit. It's fine to practice for acute situations, like if you get vertigo with travel or you have an inner ear issue. But once that issue has been resolved, stop using it. So the way it works is you bring your middle finger down to the base of your thumb. You cover your middle finger with your thumb and extend your remaining fingers. And we'll just sit with this for a couple of moments. So we'll move to left palm up, right palm down to gather the fruits of your practice in towards yourself first and then offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Thank you so much for joining me for episode number 362 of Yoga with Melissa. If this video was helpful for you, if you found it easier to do Eagle's Pose, if you found it easier to balance, then please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody else who would benefit from today's class, anybody else who you find has difficulty balancing, then feel free to share it with them as well. If you're new to our channel, then we put out a new video like this every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. Next Friday, we will be doing a live stream Friday, December 23rd at 9 a.m. Pacific. And of course, that will be available afterwards as well, just like all our shows are. And I have some other things here. I want to thank you for your donations. Thank you to Paige and Hannah. Thanks to all who have contributed to the Dressember campaign that I've been involved in as well. Thanks to Maria, Nancy, Randy, Anne, Sue, Michelle, Lindsay, Kelly, Hannah, Lisa, and Laura. I'm at $680 of my $1,000 goal. So I appreciate very much your support of that. I'll leave a link to the December campaign as well. That goes to the end of December. And if you're receiving value from Yoga with Melissa, then you can also make a monetary donation to Yoga with Melissa as well. The link to that is on the screen. And you can contribute to your time and influence to Yoga with Melissa by answering the following question in the comments. What yoga pose do you find most challenging and why? Leave that in the comments and you have a chance for me to cover that pose in an upcoming balance class in this series. If you would like a beautiful infographic on my off-the-mat strategies for a healthy vestibular system, then go to the link to this class in the show notes, which is melissawest.com/362. Scroll down, put your email address in the opt-in box there, and I'll send you that infographic. It's really cool. We had fun getting that designed. And today we did some brain yoga movements for balance. In our membership community, we have several brain yoga classes, including a whole yoga class that's brain yoga movements for standing balancing postures. It's one of the favorites in our membership community, one that I know a lot of members put into their regular rotation. So I'll put the link to it in the show notes for members. And if you'd like to become a member, the link is here as well. And we'd love to welcome you into our membership community. Pardon? Oh, I was going to tell them about the lights. Yes. Well, so the sun sets at 4 p.m. here. It is now 4:16 p.m. So that's number one. We were counting on our big window to bring in light, and so that we lost that light source. Number one. Number two, because I do so many live classes. We have three light sources that, here, you could show them the light sources, you could pan to it, no? Okay. One sits at our computer all the time, but because I do two live classes every Monday, this Monday when I was filming, when I was on a live class, the lights went out and I just kept going and I forgot to mention it to Tim, and Tim said to me, when were you going to mention this to me? We need them for the Friday class for filming. And so, yeah, they're on the way. Instead of having three lights today, because I burnt them out on Monday, we only had two lights for filming today. My fault, because I use them so often. Anyway, I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May that your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as grounded as our mountains. And may you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.